Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I have been an American football fan, well, pretty much since I was a kid, but one of the things that's a fact of life in American football and many sports like it is concussions. Now the NFL has, of course, tried to downplay that playing a lot of football can there's even a correlation, although somebody had actually had come out and said, well, yeah, of course, just kind of look at it, it was somebody that was associated with the NFL, and of course they've tried to backpedal from that. And I don't understand why it's controversial. I mean, anybody who looks at it and see what you do in football, right? Yeah, there's a high risk of concussion. I mean, you're running at each other at high speed with lots of padding. And sometimes you hit the head and sometimes you get impacted by that. And the tests that they have for concussions are pretty, I won't say that they're non-scientific, but they are, there are a lot of observational stuff. And, and the NFL has, of course, tried to get better about, training players so that they don't get concussions. But let's face it, I don't think there's anything that the NFL can do really, short of significantly changing the game to eliminate the risk of concussions. They're going to be stuff that happens just the way the game's played. I mean, even in sports without all the helmets, you look at rugby and stuff. I mean, it happens. It can happen in any sport, right? I mean, so you're never going to get rid of the risk of concussions, I don't think, without significantly changing the game. But the way that it's detected right now is not. It's mostly observational, and you could be fine still suffer damage. And now there is a potential way to detect injury from a concussion, maybe even up to a week after. Now, this is experimental at this point, therefore it's also not something that's available at scale. But I would imagine that at some point, after they've figured out how to make this something that's easy to administer in the field, it actually could be something that they could do very easily to go, yeah, you got a concussion, you need to stay out, right? This is definitely an issue. And again, I don't know, it's an issue in any sport. I mean, I've been watching the Golden State Warriors play basketball, and those guys, you can get a concussion through some of the stuff there too. It's not nearly as bad as NFL, but it's still say pretty good. I think any sport where it's a team sport, there's a risk for getting a concussion, but it's definitely very high in the NFL, and it still just kind of boggles my mind that the NFL can say with a straight face that there's no evidence to suggest that they call it CTE, which are, I forget, but it's basically the trauma caused to the brain by a concussion, essentially, that there isn't a correlation or whatever between getting that and suffering that disease and playing football. Well, duh. I think anybody who just observes the game can probably conclude that that's probably what happens, right? And now that doesn't mean it's 100%, but I'd say more likely than not. I mean, it certainly passes the common man test, as it were. Hopefully. I don't know. I mean, I as much as I enjoy the game, I don't want to be getting hurt. So hopefully we can make it so that people that have played football for, 10, 15, 20 years, and then retire and then are unable to do basic stuff because their brain has been damaged from all the hits that they've taken over the years. Right. So I certainly don't want anybody to suffer long-term consequences, but, there's enough people out there that it seems like that there's enough money made in the process. It seems like that NFL players could even have a shorter lifespan to maybe ensure that they live longer in the end. But, it's a big issue, and it's something that's, I guess it's something to occupy us while we're waiting for actual football to be played. Cause right now it's the off season in the NFL. So, training camps are starting for some teams and not others, or I guess the offseason workout program or whatever it is. But yeah, let's see if we can make concussions something that or that we can detect them better, you know, more reliably, and help and maybe help keep people from becoming a statistic and having problems much later in life due to CTE or, you know, or concussion type problem or issues caused by concussions received in sports of all kinds, not just the NFL. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.